sounds a bit loud. Hello, hello. Morning. That's my microphone checked, Dave.
Hello. Morning. How's that?
Lovely, perfect. Do you know, talking to Wes every morning on the talk back between the two studios, he's in one, I'm in another. It's like having a conversation with one of the Big Brother housemates.
Why?
It's just difficult. It's a mixture of a conversation between, with, you know, one of the Big Brother housemates and a carry-on movie. Hello, do you want it? Shall I give it to you? Are you ready for it? I'm going to hit the knob now. Will you press yours, your end? Hello? Are you ready? Here it comes. Hold on tight. Wes. What? Just offer me the bloody network, you pull it. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it. Are you ready for it? I'm going to do it. Wes! What? Just do it.
You're all right. Don't have a go at me, right?
That said, though...
He's a lovely man.
He's a lovely man.
Isn't he?
Oh, you know... I love Wes, don't you,
man? I love Wes, too.
He's kind of like the best of all the Weses. Mm. Anyway, thank you, Wes, you crazy hair man, you. 6:56, I have a cold. I will try to not pass it on to you this morning, don't worry. Friday morning, Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles, hello.
It's funny how I...
Wes has just got a brand new job.
Are you really going to get him to do your garden?
Yeah. You should see the state of it. My garden's a mess. Wes didn't know this at the time when I said to him, do you like gardening? He goes, yeah, I like gardening. I went, cool. £10 for 2 hours, come round. Got a garden, you can play with as much as you want.
You'd lose little Wes in your garden. Have a game of Wes.
Seriously, mate, you'd lose the tallest man in the world in my garden. Mm. Weeds up to your nipples. Oh, if you just switched on, that came out so wrong. Weeds up to your belly button.
Yeah, not weed up to your nipples. That's different.
Weeds.
Different game.
Weeds up to your belly button. should we do that all that link again?
All right. Just spin it back. Nobody will know. Just edit it in for tomorrow's show.
It's no doubt and it's my life. Good morning. I'm Chris Moyles. We'll play Eminem and Keane in a second after news and sport with Dom and Jules at 7 o'clock.
The government tries to calm fears over fuel tax.
And it's Santini for Spurs.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat is now 3 minutes past 7.
Ooh.
Olay.
This time next week, where will we be, Dave?
Portugal.
Portugal, getting ready for the football. Ha-ha! I can't wait. Olé! You two won't be coming, will you?
No, it's more oh no for us.
So we'll be in Portugal, but while we're on the air in Portugal, we'll still be talking to you while you're back home. This is going to become your theme tune, all about you.
Back home, they'll be thinking about us when we are far away.
Well, we didn't want to go anyway, do we?
Back home,
they'll be really behind us with every bulletin he reads, with his baldy head.
He'll be in the pouring rain, and we'll be in a villa, and Dawn will be here and we'll be there. Invited him in the first place. I just made those words up there.
Did you?
No, not the official words. No. But it's that, though, again, once again. Oh, hang on, back
Who
home.
Was that?
What?
Who was that?
Singing back home.
No. Who just...
Nobody noticed that but you, Dave. You sound like a fool.
Right.
Olé.
There you go.
So So you're looking forward to us going to Portugal?
Yeah, we can't wait for that.
What's the thing that you're most looking forward to us doing? Is it sitting by the pool, or is it just being in the sunshine, or you're most looking forward to us going to all of England's qualifying games this year?
All of those, really.
Really?
Plus, yeah. Who's going to be doing the cooking in the evening?
Oh, yes, that's do you know, so far we don't know.
No.
And do you know what, at the moment, we don't care.
No.
Because of the sitting by the pool, and the hot sunshine, and all the three England qualifying games, which I'm really starting to worry now will be the only England games that we see in this tournament.
I'm going to put a bet on England going to the semis, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
God bless you. You strike me as not a betting man normally.
No, sometimes. If the mood takes me, then I will have a flutter, if you will.
Okay, very nice. Rachel?
Can I remind you, it's work, not a holiday.
Of course it's work, not a holiday. We're working! And of course you'll be back home.
England. Back home, he'll be miserable reading the news with his baldy head. Back home, he'll be getting out of bed while we're having a lie-in, because the studio's only in the living room of a really nice villa. Well, as Dom has to travel several miles, driven by Alan Freeman in a minicab, while he's back home.
You know that?
Exactly, that's true. I would miss Alan Freeman, actually, if I was coming with you.
Well, I won't, though. I'll be in Portugal. Uh-huh.
Now that Maltz is a success, you'll get a bigger head. Wear lots of fancy suits and spend his weekend stuck in bed. He'll buy a car, a great big yacht, a villa in Mallorca. But nothing really changes, cause he's still a big fat porker.
7 minutes past seven, good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Oh, Christ.
Superb. Go and buy their album if you haven't got it yet. It's great. Keen.
Everybody's changing and I don't feel the same.
It's 7:15. Hello, Friday. I'm actually not doing too bad. Say, I've got this horrible stinking cold.
Sound all right, actually.
Yeah. And, awful.
You got a sore throat as well?
Did have yesterday.
Because I've got one now.
Not so much today. But, obviously, being a bloke...
Mm.
It's like having, you know, no arms and no legs.
It's man flu.
Oh, it's awful. I feel I'm really weak. My headache. Can't breathe properly. Can you make me a cup of tea, please? And chocolate biscuit. It's really meant to be really good for colds.
It's pathetic.
It's because flu affects men more than women. Fact.
Is that true?
Yeah. It's to do with the immune system or something.
I don't know why, I don't really get ill that often, so I find it very irritating being ill. It's just, you know, because you never get ill when you've got, like, you know, a quiet week at work or when you've got something you want to get out of.
Mm.
You're always ill just when it's coming towards a weekend or your holiday or something.
Or a trip to Portugal for 3 weeks.
No, work.
Sorry.
Work in Portugal.
Work mission.
It's work, Dave.
Not a holiday. I technically didn't say a holiday, I said a trip.
Right.
It's a work trip mission.
That's right.
Work.
Seriously, there are some days when we'll be working till 11, 12 midday some days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, only leaving us, you know, with 7-8 hours before we have to go out drinking.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. Oh, what a life. Right. We'll do Buzz Off next. This is Khalees, Trick Me, Radio 1. Starting early this morning. Hang on a sec. You've got to
sticking.
Got to concentrate. This is the left-hand side of the Portugal team photo. The team photos I find quite difficult to do this time round. Because according to this player, he has three eyes. So that can't be
right. Got the other side?
What?
You got the other side yet?
Yeah. See, now, you've got to...
Line them up, otherwise it's irritating.
Oh, hang on. See, you've got to slightly put the sticker in at an angle, but... Oh, the Portugal team, together in one photo, thank you. And there'll be more sticker book fun coming up later on in the programme.
Oh,
21. Let's do Buzz Off. I brought more great CDs in from home. We're having a listen today to some of them, including one of Rachel's favourite bands, Status Quo, which we were playing this morning. To which everyone goes, oh my God, remember this? And Rachel goes, oh bloody hate Status Quo.
It's terrible. You're not playing that, are you?
Burning Bridge. I wasn't going to, but now I'm very tempted to do so.
Oh, Rachel Buzz.
No, I haven't started yet. Yeah, it doesn't work. No, it's not. It's a good one today. A really good one. But I want a good response on the text, right?
Hmm.
Thank you.
You think we'll like it?
Yes.
Is it like the one... Was it yesterday?
I guarantee you'll like it.
Go, 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 go.
What was yesterday?
Do it.
Oh, yeah.
That instrumental.
German remix.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah, but it's a great record, just a crap mix. Which I didn't check beforehand. Anyway, today's Buzz Off is a classic, and you will thoroughly enjoy all of it. Thank you. Are you ready?
Yep.
If you like it, text Buzz On to 81199. If you don't like it, text Buzz Off to 81199. That's it. Either Buzz On or Buzz Off. 81199. Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Ooh, what's that? Go!
All veils and misty.
Yes!
Streets are blue. Almond gloves. That chill divine. Some silken moment. Goes on forever. And we're leaving. Mystify me.
Go!
I need perfection. Some twisted selection that tangles me to keep me alive. Yeah, I will survive. Mystify me. Mystify me. Goes on forever. And we're leaving. Yeah, we're leaving both hearts behind. You mystify me.
What a great record.
Mystify me.
Oh, yes.
Mystify.
Take Buzz.
Don't Buzz.
Rachel Buzz.
Listener Buzz.
Ace.
I thought we'd have got more text messages, actually, but I think what it was, people are just enjoying the song so much they didn't have time to text in.
Air drumming is a good one to that song.
We were air drumming, air keyboarding and air guitaring all the way through that. And Dom can throw his pen up in the air.
It's good to do that, to twiddle
and
the pen.
And catch it, yeah. And then hit the...
cymbal.
Air cymbal, yeah. Let's have another go at that.
Okay, you need the drums, really.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just go with it.
Okay. So imagine... A bit like that. 726.
How high can you throw your pen stroke drumstick?
Well, the ceiling's quite low, so... Yeah. Not Whoa. Bad, actually, just shy of the ceiling.
That was just for Fozzy. I was out with Fozzy last night, Fozzy and Kim.
Mm-hmm.
You know them.
Yeah, how is he?
Yeah, Fozzy, he's great.
Great.
Says hello. Doesn't know you are. And he doesn't listen to the show. He listens to the Today programme on Radio 4.
Does he?
But he said he'd listen at 7 this morning. So, well, that's if he's still listening. He might have gone back to John Humphreys.
Is that his real name, Fozzy?
What?
Fozzy?
No.
No.
His real name's Gonzo. So anyway, so Fozzy, that was just for you. I hope you enjoyed it. He's another Muppet character, Dave.
I know, like Fozzy Bear. Fozzy Bear.
Could have gone with Kermit.
Yeah.
Or the Swedish Chef.
Yeah.
Or Sam the Eagle.
Or Beaker.
Anything like that at all.
Beaker.
What was that?
Beaker.
Lovely. So that was for Fozzy, who normally listens to the Today programme, but now I'll be listening to this. Okay, probably now we'll be retuning, but still.
From 3 on Radio 1.
I want to ask you a question, Rachel. Which one? Don't just go, what? Jürgen Vries, right? Quicker there, quicker, Rach, quicker.
What?
Which one? No, which one am I playing, Rach?
What?
Which one am I playing?
This one.
Right, oh, lovely, okay.
728.
It's another great record from Jürgen Vries. I'm so pleased he bothers. I really am. You know, some people would just record a song similar to the last one they released and really not try and make it different. But Jürgen Vries, that's where he goes the extra mile, Dave.
Pushes the boundaries.
Oh, yeah. He really does. He gets you talking, doesn't he?
Mm. Talking all the way through his record.
Exactly. Talking. Shall we switch it off?
Mm.
Jürgen Vries and Take My Hand to the CD player and then press eject.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Coming up, good stuff, though, including Scissor Sisters and Nelly. How do you like them apples?
What, Nelly or Nelly Furtado Nelly?
Nelly. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:31.
And the main news this morning is the row over fuel tax. Louise Redknapp was out on the town last night, picking up her FHM Sexiest Woman of the Decade Award. That's despite being more than 7 months pregnant. She told us she's delighted.
I've already made up and honoured, obviously. But no, I think it's good being a pregnant woman up there, being voted in as being sexy. So I don't think my husband could quite believe it, but no, I'm made up.
She's a piece of ass. She's gorgeous. Louise Redknapp.
It's a very nice photo of her in FHM.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful, though. Don't get me wrong, she's sexy, she, you know, look old, sexy and lovely like that, but generally, she's a beautiful woman.
Does she feel the same way about you? Not that you're a woman?
No, I don't think she thinks I'm a beautiful woman at all, no, Dominic.
No, but she, no.
But what?
But...
What was the question?
Well, sport.
Yeah, Jacques Santini's on most of the back pages. Spurs have finally got the...
And it's now 7:35.
Olay.
Who are you looking at, is what she was going to say. Bless. It's our friend's party tonight. A friend of ours having a big birthday party. And it's really good, because he said to me the other day...
Is that Fozzy?
No, not Fozzy.
All right.
Just leave Fozzy alone on.
I'm intrigued by your character.
Although I might start playing badminton with Fozzy later on, when we get back from Portugal.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, I might do.
What?
Yeah, for that?
Yeah, I like badminton.
Yeah, yeah, for that.
Mm.
Fozzy's a nice guy.
It's my favourite racket sport.
Was it really?
Mm.
Excellent. Anyway, we just switched on. Oh, I'm not explaining who Fozzy is.
He's a big bear.
What was I saying?
Badminton bear.
No.
Birthday party tonight.
Birthday party tonight, yeah. So yesterday, Ben Cooper, he's the head of mainstream programmes at Radio 1.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we've worked together for years. So do you, as soon as I started saying, I thought, oh, you bellic. I was about to say, you going to... party tomorrow night. I thought, I can't say that in case he says no.
But you did.
But I started now with, are you doing anything tomorrow night? And he goes, no, not that I think of. You know, then thinking, I'm going to say, well, do you want to go for a drink? No, not that I think of. I went, okay. Right, never mind then. He goes, ah, right, so you're all going out then, are you? No? No? Anyway, found out last night he's been invited.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Was that after you set
no,
it up?
No, no, no. I spoke to the guy's party it is, and he said, Defence going out later for a couple of jars, and you can maybe give me a few names of people that I may have missed off the invite.
Him being one of them?
Well, I said, have you invited him? He went, yeah, I've already emailed him. Emailed him the other day.
Ah.
So he's been invited already.
So that's okay, then.
But I don't want to say...
Oh, dear, what's that?
Dave.
Hello.
Dave's on the phone.
Sorry. Should really turn that off. Thought I had.
You know, strange enough, I've completely lost my train of thought.
Oh. You're talking about Ben not being invited, or being invited.
Really, seriously.
Is Fozzy going or not?
No, leave Fozzy. Fozzy doesn't know the guy whose party it is. You do, but you haven't been invited, which is why I'm not mentioning his name.
I have.
It's 7:30. Are you going?
Have you?
Are you coming tonight?
Maybe.
Well, that's, you know, yes or no. Are you coming tonight, Rach?
No.
But you've been invited?
No.
Okay.
I'm busy.
Have you been invited, Jules?
Yeah, I had a text message.
So you're going to come? Can you make it?
Possibly, yeah.
Dominic, have you been invited?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. Well, listen, what it is, it's only a small venue.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's very cosy.
Wembley. So it's only small... So maybe he couldn't invite everyone.
He must have missed me off the list, that's
yeah.
it.
Your missus is going now. I'm quite surprised you're not going.
Oh!
Intriguing.
Really? And your next door neighbours are going. I think your parents are coming to the party as well. You know your old headmaster?
Yeah, he's going.
Yeah. And Rob McKenzie, your boss, all going.
I was like, good gracious ass, audacious.
Rachel's eating a donut! Rachel's eating a donut! Rachel's eating a donut!
I gotta live my own.
Tell everybody what the time is, Rachel.
7:44.
7:44 in the morning, and you're eating a donut.
Dave's just had one.
And no, we're not talking about Dave, we're talking about you. And not only have you had a donut, you spilt a little bit down your top. So that everybody all day long will go, is that a donut stain?
No, it's not, it's water.
Oh, okay.
It's not custard.
No, this has got jam in it. It's really nice.
Oh, it's one of those low-calorie jam
donuts.
It's a
donuts. Treat for myself.
It's an isotonic jam donut.
A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
Right.
But it tastes good.
Well.
They're not deep fried, they're
when
all right.
When you're working in Portugal, by the pool, embarrassed to put on your bikini, I hope you still enjoy the taste of that donut.
I'm having bikini trauma at the moment.
Are you?
You can't find one to
You were saying this yesterday, weren't you?
Mm.
You want to speak to Boulder Holder or whatever and get some stuff sent over?
This is a big issue for me.
Oh, very big issue.
Dom.
Sorry.
You know what it is, Dom? It's to do with the fact that the
Dave.
Okay, I won't go. I'll do it. Kind of
it's
with
because
you
her waist is getting smaller.
Yeah.
But her breasts stay the same size.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You know, which is, you know, similar to me, although my waist is getting larger and my breasts are getting larger.
It's very problem. Difficult to get things in proportion.
I mean, I'm lucky. I could just wear Rachel's old bikinis.
Mm.
I'll tell you what you need is one of my bikini tops and one of Dave's bikini bottoms.
There you go.
You are laughing. Mix and match, love. That's what you're going to do.
Or, don't you need a halter neck?
No!
No.
She doesn't drive.
Anyway.
In the Sun today, Victoria Newton's Bizarre column, she's got a story about Matt from Busted.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just the usual story. He's been out drinking or something. Whoa, hold the front page. However, here he is there, look. There, see that in the paper? Page 22 today, the Sun?
Yep.
Looking not too dissimilar to... Kitten from Big Brother.
Yeah. If he was wearing a sailor's hat.
Yeah, he'd be exactly the same.
Mm. I'm making a rude
Look.
Gesture.
Kitten. Matt. Kitten. There you go.
She does look like Jarvis Cocker, doesn't she?
She does.
He looks like... But he does. He looks like Kitten. She was caught. She was all causing trouble again in Big Brother yesterday.
She's a pain in the arse, isn't she?
No, but you know, she's very misunderstood, Dave. That's what it is. I think, to be fair, I think the nicest thing you can say about her is she has issues.
I haven't got time to find out about her.
Really?
Yeah.
But isn't it one of those things, though, if she's off the show, then it instantly becomes less interesting?
Well, I don't know about that.
She just irritates me.
Okay. But it's kind of love to hate.
I just kick her out.
Okay, fair enough. There you go. That's the voice of Dave, everybody. If you agree with him, why not give him a call and share your thoughts on the Dave phone-in coming up later on the show. It doesn't really exist. I'm just making it up just to get out of that link. 7:47. Dominic, what did you do yesterday?
I was meant to be going to interview Ben Affleck.
Wow, he's a massive Hollywood star.
Huge Hollywood star.
I bet you were
star.
Really excited to meet him. Did you get a photograph taken with him?
Very excited to meet him, although we didn't meet him.
Right, okay.
Because he has the bronchitis.
Right. Bronchitis.
He's in a new film called Jersey Girl, which I went to see a couple of nights ago.
It's in the paper today. It's some charity do with some woman in America.
Is who it? Looks not dissimilar to J-Lo. Well, he obviously has a type.
When located your bronchitis.
Why isn't he in bed?
Oh, hey, it's only first date.
Well, if he's cancelled an interview with me, then surely he shouldn't be
would
out.
Would you be in bed with him?
No, I'm a heterosexual male. But he shouldn't be out on the
show. So
town,
is he, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so, he had the arthritis or whatever.
Yeah, that's right, bronchitis.
That's it, yeah.
Similar condition, apparently.
Lovely.
So he was very ill, although, you know, if he's out in the town, probably not that ill. But he sounded ill, apparently.
Okay, the movie's Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl.
Is it fun?
It's all right, yeah. It's quite sad, quite poignant. It's about, his character is a guy called Ollie Trinkey, who has to make a decision about whether work is more important or whether his family commitments to his baby are more important.
Ah, work.
Bit of a tear. What?
Work.
Okay. Yeah. The film explores that theme for about 94 minutes, so, you know.
It's work.
Yeah, but there's more to it than that, and it's very good. And Jennifer Lopez.
Where would you rather be now? Here with us,
yeah.
Or at home, changing your baby boy's dirty nappy while he screams in your face and vomits at you?
Which is just one of the questions the film poses.
Right.
But instead of... I'm not going to answer that. Instead of Ben Affleck, we had an interview with somebody you've probably heard of, Raquel Castro.
Right.
No. Go to Fidel Castro.
No, it's Raquel Castro. She's 9.
Right.
She's 9 years old.
Does she have a major role in the movie?
She plays his daughter in the movie. She does, actually. She
right.
has a major role in the
okay,
movie.
Okay, so the movie's really about her.
Yes.
Right.
It is. So she's really the star, and we didn't want Ben Affleck anyway.
But you only had questions for Ben Affleck, is that right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, really.
So Ben isn't there.
Ben's not there, so I've got a list of Ben questions that we didn't have time to change, really.
Did you ask a 9-year-old actress?
Yeah.
Instead, questions about
just
Ben?
Just to be, yeah.
Okay, I can hardly wait. So, first question?
Here it is.
Hello, Ben, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Did you enjoy making this film?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed working with the little girl, Raquel Castro.
I hear she's very, very good and very talented too.
Yes, she is.
And she's very modest and doesn't mind telling everyone how great she is, apparently, I hear. Is that true? Ben, you were obviously very sad now you're not with Jennifer Lopez anymore. Was that hard to take with all the media taking lots of pictures of you all the time?
Yes, very, very, very hard.
Yes.
I couldn't believe I did it.
Awful.
So, I mean,
I take it she's putting on that voice.
She is putting on a voice, yeah.
Yes, that's right.
It was all right. I mean, it wasn't that convincing, so I thought probably best to steer clear of getting her to do that for, you know, a 20-minute interview.
Right,
and us being slagged off by the film company. So I thought we'd sort of ask her, you know, proper questions. Not obviously related to the film.
Right.
But, you know, just stuff generally.
Right, now listen, we've got you some presents. In England, football stickers are huge. Or soccer stickers.
Thank you.
Because in America, football's like played with big hats or something.
Thank you.
So these are for you, so you can open one of those
thank
now if you.
You
like. It's fine. We've got you a sticker book as well. It's very exciting.
Does she say thank you again in that voice anymore?
Yes.
Thank you.
You don't have to open them all now, or you can open that one now and
thank
find out which
you.
One you've got. So the idea is that you obviously stick them in. They've all
so
got numbers
can, like,
on the back.
So stick them on the book?
Yep, stick them on the book.
Cool.
There's numbers in the back of the stickers and then back of the book.
It's fascinating.
So like 119.
Who have you got there?
119,
You've got an England player first
Ashley
one.
Cole?
That's unbelievable. Ashley Cole.
Ashley right. Cole.
He's a boy, though.
Yeah, he
his
is.
Name's Ashley
can
Cole.
I have that one, though? Because I actually need that one for my book.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
I can press buy it off you later. So 119, so you take the back off there and you stick it in there and everyone's happy.
Seriously, what's the deal with her voice?
She's 9.
Thank you.
I felt a bit guilty, actually, taking the sticker off her afterwards. I went with producer Will, who pointed out this. Perhaps it was a bit rude giving a 9-year-old...
Did you really take it back?
Yeah, I did. I needed it. I've got 2 left in the England team, so I needed it.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. So that was one present we took her. Then, obviously, we took her the main present, which she was overwhelmed with.
Now, another thing you can't get in America, which you can get... Whereabouts in America do you live at the moment?
Long Island.
Long Island. Now, I know for a fact you can't get this in Long Island, okay? This is very... it's almost a national treasure, would you say, in this country.
Treasure.
HP sauce.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's like BAM!
It's amazing. It's you put it on, like, hamburgers. Mm. It's like tomato ketchup, but it's brown. Okay. And it's HP sauce, which is Houses of Parliament sauce.
Okay.
And it's actually made by politicians in the Houses of Parliament.
Oh, that's so cool.
In their spare time, they make brown sauce. So that's for you.
Thank you.
And every time you eat a hamburger, you'll remember the bald man who gave you that. Good.
Thank you.
It sounds like you're interviewing a character from The Simpsons.
She's scared by this point as well.
Thank you.
She's looking nervously at
her
friend in the room.
Thank you.
She's nice, though.
Did
you know what I mean?
Did you ask her the question?
Well, yes, obviously. You know, this one.
Now, some questions that we ask all our famous Hollywood A-list stars, and you're one of them now. We spoke to Renée Zellweger and Tom Cruise, and we asked them what their favourite cheese is.
Their favourite cheese.
Yeah, so what's your favourite cheese? Do you have a favourite cheese?
I think it's called American cheese. But I like the orange squared one.
Okay, the stuff you put on, like, hamburgers.
Yeah, or you can put on egg McMuffins, but I have to.
See, egg with muffins.
It's American cheese.
American cheese. That's, sadly, that's not the first time we've had that answer, is it?
Unbelievable.
American cheese. And then obviously you got it to do a little jingle for the show.
Yes, exactly. If she can say, you know, all that sort of
Let's
stuff.
Let's have a listen to this.
Hi, this is the Kilpatrick Show, and when I'm in town, I listen to the Chris Moyle Show.
Lovely. And then you obviously got it to do with his band, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, this is Ben Affleck. When I'm in town, I listen to the Chris Moyle Show.
Genius, Dominic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've got to hear that Ben Affleck jingle one more time.
Hi, this is Ben Affleck. When I'm in town, I listen to the Chris Moyle Show.
Thank you, love. Thank you. When's the movie out, by the way?
In about a week's time.
Thank you. 7:54. This is the brilliant Satellite of Love. Satellite. One. Love that record, Lou Reed, Satellite of Love. Satellite. Big remix of that, and it's coming out soon, July the 19th, in fact. So, kind of not so soonish. Alan is out in the UK somewhere. We'll do another password just after 8 o'clock this morning. If you find him, tell him the password. Be first to do it. You'll be coming to our airport final next week to go to Euro 2004. All the three England qualifying games, and maybe more.
Fingers crossed.
But probably not. Lou Reed and Satellite of Love, I love it. 7:57. Could be number one, that song. According to Rachel. Shouldn't be, but it could be. Mario Winans, he's going to be on Westwood tonight, apparently. I don't want to know. So I listen to Westwood tonight, and then the chart on Sunday with Wes from 4. Find out if that goes to the UK's official number one. And finally knocks Frankie off, if you pardon the expression. I'll rephrase that. And finally makes the... Well, you know what I mean. Maybe he will knock Frankie off. I don't know. Knock Frankie off. I don't know what... I don't know. Coming up then, Fatboy Slim, Christina Milian. Let's get some news from Dom and Jules. It's 8 o'clock.
Finds the government's rethinking fuel tax rises.
And it's Santini for Spurs. BBC.
Radio 1 Newsbeat is now 3 minutes past eight.
Well, thank you very much for that, Dominic and Jules. As you can tell, here I am getting ready for the tennis. If you'd like to ask me any question about it, I can answer that for you now.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your question about the tennis?
Who's going to win?
They're looking at the books.
Where is he?
He's in Paris.
Why is he talking like this?
Because that's how you talk in Paris.
Is he hiding under a table or got a waste paper bin on his head?
Possibly. Yeah.
Possibly. Hello, it's not even a word. It's an awful clip.
Sorry.
You know. And it's got David's voice on it.
It's coming all the way from France, after all.
Yeah, day trip and all that.
Unbelievable. And the Jamie Redknapp thing. Did you talk to him, or was that from Nick from Five Live?
It was an exclusive on Five Live.
Right, okay.
Are you half-inched?
No, I just wondered if you'd spoken to him this morning.
No. No, they spoke to him last night.
Okay. Do you like a bit of Jamie Redknapp?
No, he doesn't do anything for me.
Really?
That's because he's married.
No, he just doesn't do anything for me.
That's normally kind of a bit of a turn-on for Jules.
He's too pretty.
Pretty.
Pretty. Pretty.
He's a pretty boy.
Do you know what? He's a lovely man. Have you ever met him?
No.
He's a lovely man. I've had dinner with him. Well, in the same restaurant.
Is he going to Portugal?
I have no idea. Do you want to ring him and ask him?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Jamie, are you going to Portugal? Okay, bye. It's the wrong number.
Oh, and a brilliant goal there from David Beckham!
Radio 1 at Euro 2004. Where's Alan?
He's out somewhere in the UK. He's gone all over the place. He's like a ticket hooer, whoring the country with his tickets for our airport final. So far, he's been to Cambridge, Newcastle, Carlisle, Blackpool, Leeds, Southampton, Brighton, London, Edinburgh, Birmingham and Belfast. Air mile mungus. So he'll be in a new location later, hiding out, waiting for the competition to start. The competition only starts when you hear the klaxon. Would you like to hear the klaxon as an example, not as an indication to the start of the game?
Yep.
The klaxon goes like this. There you go. So when you hear that, that's when today's Where's Alan begins. Even if you can guess where he is, but you're not let, you know, you don't live there where he is, you can join in on the text as well. But you need today's password, which is very, very important. If you find him, you need today's password, which is... Mum's gone to Iceland. Because we play Iceland on Saturdays.
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's... Yeah, I keep thinking it's Thursday.
I do, actually.
So there you go. Today's password is very important. Mum's gone to Iceland. You see what we've done there?
Mm.
Rachel just said, but isn't it advertising? As we pointed out, it's actually the name of a record.
By Bennett.
Yeah.
1997, I think. In fact, we win.
You lose. So we'll be listening at some point. We're going to talk to Alan. As soon as you hear the klaxon go off, you need to find him and say today's password, Mum's gone to Iceland. You can be coming with us to Euro 2004.
First time on the volley.
This summer, Radio 1 takes you to Euro 2004.
Oh, what a strike.
7 minutes past eight. This is BBC Radio 1. I am Chris Moyles. This is Fatboy Slim. Million, dip it low. It's 8:14 Friday morning from Radio 1. Good morning.
Oh, and a brilliant goal there from David Beckham.
Radio 1 at Euro 2004. Where's Alan?
I don't know. Let's find out. Hello, Alan.
Hello. Hi,
everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So you don't love me anymore? I didn't get any video messages from you yesterday after the show.
Do you know what? I ran out of battery.
Oh, really?
I ran out of battery. And the last one I made was on the way to somewhere in particular.
Right.
And then I couldn't send it because it went, so I had to wait till last night.
So you didn't get my message that I sent you?
The last one I got was you on the toilet.
Right, lovely. That's the one I was referring to.
Oh, it was nice. Thank you for that.
No, you couldn't see
you
it.
You videoed yourself on the toilet and sent it to Alan.
It was a private joke, which now isn't so private.
It was very funny, though. Thank you for that.
Hi, Alan. Guess where I am? And I was in the loo. Sitting on the bog.
I love video phones.
But you can't see... Oh, or anything like that. It's got no Zoom.
It was very dark.
What would possess you to video yourself on
funny.
The toilet in the first place?
It was funny.
You're just jealous, Dave, that you didn't get one.
I'm not.
You know, but I'm sure he's really not.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. All right, then, so give me some clues.
No, actually. I'm still walking around. I'm not ready yet. I think I'm going to change it a little bit.
You what?
I've decided to change it. It's my competition, and I think it's way too easy than it is. So what we're going to do, I'm going to tell you when I'm ready later on, some point. When you hear the klaxon, that's when the competition's going to start.
Yeah, I don't think so. So, yeah.
No.
I've got the tickets. I've got Paul here next to me. Seriously. When I'm ready, I'll call the studio, we'll do the klaxon, and that's when the thing will start. Any time today.
You don't seem to understand, Alad, because it's 8:15. This is prime time, right? We dictate when you do it, yeah. Not you.
I know, but I think it's too predictable now. We've got a week left before we go. This is really exciting. This is really cool. I've only got a few tickets left. I don't want them going too easily. So from now on, if you're listening at home, I think you keep the radio on in the day, either in work or at home, and at any point, when you hear the klaxon, come and find me.
You having a laugh?
No. I think we need to change this.
So you're not going to give any clues out now?
I'm not going to give any clues out now.
Well, when are you going to give them out?
I'm not telling you. When you hear the klaxon, that's when the clues will go out.
Yeah, but roughly when?
No, really can't tell you. It can be at any point today.
Have you broken down?
No, I haven't broken down. I'm just having a nice coffee. I'm not ready to do it yet.
Right. Well, on your head be it, young man.
I'll give you a nice video phone of my coffee.
I don't want to see a video phone of your coffee. So you're not even working now, you're just...
I'm not now. I'm on my way to coffee. When I'm ready, you'll know, you'll hear the klaxon.
So what happens then, smartass, if someone spots you? Klaxon.
If the klaxon isn't gone, you can spot me all you want. I'm not going to give the tickets.
Okay.
So what do we do now, then?
Sorry, Dave.
I don't know.
I'm just going to paddle around. It's prime time.
Paddle around?
Yeah, you know.
How do you do that?
You know, we just sort of waffle and paddle around like we are now, really. Nothing really to say.
Oh, Chris.
Yes?
Big news, though.
Yes?
Obviously, I had to fly back yesterday.
Right.
First time ever, I actually enjoyed the flight.
Hey!
It was really fun. And it was only half full, so we went to sit in the back of the plane.
Yeah.
Paul and I had 2 seats each, ordered loads of food and drink and all that kind of stuff, and I actually looked out the window for the whole journey. It was
brilliant.
Congratulations.
Well done.
So, I think I've hit a point now. I'm okay now.
Yeah.
You can come and sit in the back with me next time. It'll be fun.
It's a terrible line. I can hardly hear you. Hello? Hello?
Really?
All right, so there you go. Can you not even give a little clue? Will it be our show?
I'm not going to tell you anything. It might be your show. It might be Joe Wiley. It might be Colin Edith. I'm not telling you anything.
Okay, let's read some text messages. Alan say, swear word. I can't listen to the radio at work. Swear word.
Well, take a little headphones in with you. Take a little radio and listen.
Send down his P45. What an idiot. I'll be at work then. And tell him to... No, I can't say that. And then someone else said, the ego has landed. Well, that landed a long time ago. Landed years ago, that ego.
Honestly, it'd be more fun this way. I'll have my coffee. I'll be ready later on.
When later? When?
Can't tell you. Really, can't tell you. I don't know.
9, 9:30, 10:30, 11:12.
Whenever I'm in my place and ready,
this is
you'll
rubbish.
Know.
Right, fair enough then. I'm not going to argue with you. I argue with the legend that is Alad.
I'm with Paul. You can't argue.
No, I wouldn't argue with him.
No.
If he tells you what he tells you, you believe him.
It's built like a brick
house. Outhouse, yeah. Right, fine then. Maybe I'll talk to you later. Maybe I won't.
Might talk to you then.
Okay.
Bye.
First time on the volley.
This summer, Radio 1 takes you to Euro 2004.
Oh, what a strike.
That was not exactly what I expected, but... Fine, I'll go with it. It's his competition, and he'll get a rollicking for it, no doubt, and I won't. I'm in the clear. Right, 8:20, much requested from yesterday. I think we all agree with this.
See, I'm bored of the both of you. Everybody's had enough. No one cares, we don't give a stuff. We've heard all this before, and we really don't care. No, we really don't care. It's getting really boring hearing you two squeal. Your songs, they don't mean now. We don't give a if you're having a row. It's all so fake and we don't believe. So just off, we want you to leave. Your songs, they don't mean now. We don't give a if you're having a row. It's all so fake and we don't believe. So just off, we want you to leave. You thought you could pull the wool over me. The whole thing was clearly set up by your record company. You thought we'd believe your shit. And we must be very dumb, 'cause we made you number one. The record buying public made it a hit. Your songs, they don't mean shit now. We don't give a f- if you're having a row. It's all so fake and we don't believe. So just f- off, we want you to leave. Your songs, they don't mean shit now. We don't give a f- if you're having a row. It's all so fake and we don't believe. So just f- off, we want you to leave. You've had your time now. You can bet everyone thinks you're a t- and she's a sad cow. Now it's over and we are glad, 'cause you've had your one hit and we've had enough of it. We're bored of your records and we think they're your songs, they don't mean now. We don't give a f- if you're having a row. It's all so fake and we don't believe. So just f- off, we want you to leave. Your songs, they don't mean f- now. We don't give a f- if you're having a row. It's all so fake and we don't believe. So just f- off, we want you to leave.
I rest my case, Your Honour. I think everybody agrees.
Mm. Fact.
Frankie and Eamon. Seriously.
Do one.
The musical equivalent of Allard this morning, judging by the text messages. It's amazing how many people slightly disagree with Allard's new rules about doing the clues whenever he feels like it. The genuine kind of text message we're getting at the moment is Allard is a... and I can't listen later, so give me the... in close now. You Welsh in
they're largely unbroadcastable, I think it's fair to say,
as I just proved there with that great, you know, self-deletion of the swear words.
Deletion,
self-censorship,
word of the day. Deletion.
That's deletion.
Deletion.
That's de lovely. Thanks. What are we doing now?
Don't know.
Rachel,
We're gonna be doing the text, by the way, after 8:30.
Yeah, well, what text?
People who registered on the text who couldn't get to Aled this week.
Okay.
And got it right.
Right.
They've gone into the drawer.
What drawer?
Into the big drawer.
Right.
Upstairs.
Right.
And
sock drawer.
Yes.
Right.
And you're gonna call someone back.
Am I?
Yes.
Wow.
And they will then come to the airport final too.
When? Wow. Which is when?
After 8:30.
No, which is Wednesday airport final. Thursday.
On the 10th of June.
Right. Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, it's a great prize.
Oh, I know.
Come to the airport final. I think we've worked out there's going to be 20, isn't there?
Yeah.
20 finalists, and each of them bring a mate. So we get the 20 finalists in a room, and we whittle it down to a few lucky people who will be travelling out to Euro 2004.
Where's Aled?
Radio Bullet. Have we explained to everyone the awful jingles that were made for our feature? Rachel's going, oh, don't play them. Radio One. What about Aled? But never has Jonathan Pierce sounded so bad. He's got a great voice normally. And they want me to go,
Where's Aled?
It's like that pirate radio echo. Can't do it.
Can I do it on here?
Don't know.
No, I can't.
Trying to get the pirate radio echo. You know they do it.
Doesn't work in the studio, does it?
No. Hello?
It's like that. Radio One! Where's Aled? Pirate radio. I've said this to you before.
if you flick around the dial, especially London Pirate Radio, they always have loads of echo on all their adverts with promoting nightclubs and nights and club. DTT Promotions in association with Laser Radio invite you to the party of the century. Live from the Bull and Bus Pub, Highgate. Or whatever it is that they do. Well, featuring, and they always have DJs never heard of, featuring DJ Fingers, MC Head, and DJ Knuckles and Chips, or whatever it is.
And other people that we've never heard of.
That's what they do. Know. Featuring a live PA for musical sensation, Sunlight Shine Cloth, or whatever it is. Featuring MC Window Lead, and Eddie Stobart, DJ Trucker Man. That's what they do. Don't look at me like I'm insane. Or, in fact, even, don't look at me like I'm insanier.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
That's the worst link ever.
This is insania. Come on, you know you love it. You love it. You love it. 8:27, Radio 1 is playing Peter Andre.
Take a look around. What technology has found? Is it what we need, or are we killing the seagulls?
Everybody, get ready! The chorus is coming!
Where are we going?
Stop by!
Hold on to real love.
Get ready to sing your version. You ready? Ready? For the tennis today.
This is her mania.
Yeah, I'll key if you could. That'd be great.
New ball.
New ball. New singing lessons.
Football. So
much. Hen mania.
Topical tennis stuff.
Peter Andre Insania out this week. This is insane. That's great. How can you not like that, Rachel? You know, don't try and be too cool. As a pop record, how can you not like that? That's brilliant.
Yes, Chris.
No, do you not... really? Why do you not like that?
I'm not bothered.
It's brilliant. It's catchy. Do you know what? I can't listen to that without moving my feet.
I noticed.
I know you feel the same, but you want to move your feet right into his gob.
BBC. Radio 1.
I'm going to play a little bit more after the news. I think the nation need a bit more. And, you know, but it's not insane yet. Hen mania. Do you like that? Eh? My name on the door, love. I hold the license. Do what you want. Then get some more barrels from the cellar. Right. Eddie Arden and Avril Lavigne coming up. Plus, more of Peter Andre. Let's get some news from Dominic at 8:30.
And the main story this morning is the row over whether tax on... Louise Redknapp was out on the town last night picking up her FHM Sexiest Woman of the Decade Award. That's despite being more than 7 months pregnant. She told us she's delighted.
I've already made up and honoured, obviously. But no, I think it's good being a pregnant woman up there being voted in as being sexy. So I don't think my husband can quite believe it. But no, I'm made up.
You would, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't, but you might.
No, even if you're 7 months pregnant, you would still go to an award ceremony where you've been voted sexiest woman.
That's right.
And I'm pleased that she went. Why? What do you think I meant?
No, I was agreeing with you, and I wouldn't go because it's Jules now.
Yeah, here's the sport. Jacques Santini's on most of the back pages. Spurs have got their own back, proving everybody wrong by appointing the man who coaches the best...
On Radio 1.
And it's now 8:34.
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. Why are you two laughing at Juliet?
We weren't laughing at Juliet. What it was, there was a clip there, which was a Spurs chairman, Daniel Levy, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
And he has a soft R. Which, you know that sort of London thing that makes Dominic laugh when he kind of goes, we think we've made the right appointment?
I'm not laughing generally
for
God's
sake.
Speech impediments, but...
Seriously, for God's sake, that pees me off, that does. I missed it. Can we hear it again?
Been hard work, and clearly getting somebody of this calibre to Tottenham when we haven't had success for such a long period of time. It's a credit to everyone at Tottenham that we can still attract this type of manager. You know, I said some time ago that we would make the right appointment.
There you go.
And someone we feel can take the club forward.
He's so childish, you really... I get grief for being the nasty one. And there's you laughing at this poor... Well, let's be honest.
He's not poor, is he?
He's slightly handicapped with the R's.
Oh, no, don't use that word. That's an ugly word.
Well, no, it's not. It's a golf term. And you know, and just because Dominic does it, but that's Dominic in his stvite up.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not taking the mickey out of Mr. Lee.
You are?
Well, only slightly.
I mean, there's no serious. I mean, I'll be honest. I'll put your hand up. It's funny.
To be honest, though, we were laughing about him off the air, not in a broadcast support.
Right.
Way.
I looked at Dave and
also, I'm the nasty one.
You're the nasty one because you've brought this out into the public domain.
That's right. Me and Dave were just.
It's a private.
Seriously, Dave, you are outrageous. Leave it. So people will be inviting in to complain.
They'll be saying I'm a crazy rascal.
They'll have the right hump.
Are you right, Jules?
She fell off her chair.
She's taking a tumble.
Jules just fell off her chair laughing.
Are you right, love?
Yeah, oh, dear. You really are a right Wally.
Blimey.
Sorry.
I'll lush you to catch you.
Stop it now. Stop it. Right?
Right.
I'm going to play another record. Come on, everybody.
Where are we going? All to render.
Sing along. Later on, it's Hen Mania. Hen Mania. Works, kind of. So where will that be in the chart on Sunday? You need to listen to Radio 1 with Wes for the official chart show Sunday at 4. Right on. This is 8:37, good morning.
Old Avril Lavigne. She was the one who was complicated before. Now she's not. A little sprightly thing that she is. Womanly noble. Oh, and so little radio too. That was your own old Terry Wogan. But then what about Portugal? Which is included. Nelly Furtado. Was your old Canadian.
You can't just go
doo-dee-doo.
You've got to do it in the Wogan, you know, tune.
It's the old Wogan tune like this.
What? No, you sound wrong. You sound wrong, mate.
We'll make a mock away of it.
Old Wogan here. Old Avril Lavigne. Video tune.
Should we move on?
Mm.
Okay then, lovely. Go!
Oh, and a brilliant goal there from David Beckham!
Radio 1 at Euro 2004. Where's Alan?
I don't know. He's changed the rules. He will give the clues when he feels fit.
Can't we just fire the klaxon and just, you know, start it when we want?
No. I'm staying well out of it.
He's upset a lot of people, though, this morning with his... But you wouldn't believe the complaints.
I've never seen so many swear words come in on the text messages. A lot of love for Allard. Right, so what we've done all the week, same as last week, if you've texted in because you knew where Allard was, but you weren't actually living there, or... Like, for example, when he was in London the other day, you may have been in Edinburgh, and it's not very fair. So I've been doing it on the text this week. All the correct answers who got where Alan was, that texted him before he was found, are all in front of me on a scrolling screen. Do you know that?
Yes, mate, I do.
So I will stop at one of them and then get the number.
That one.
That one there?
Hmm.
Okay.
Looks like a good one.
Right, if your phone rings, if you've entered this week, and your phone rings, I might give you some tickets for our airport final.
Ooh. Good luck, everybody.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Carl.
You okay?
I am great, how are you?
Not too bad. Pretty good.
So you got Birmingham the other day?
I did indeed, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Chris.
What are you doing next Thursday morning?
Coming to the airport.
Yes, you are!
Thank you. Oh, my God.
I know. Okay, so you can bring a mate with you as well, right?
Okay.
I think you're going to come down Wednesday night. We're going to have a few drinks before.
Fantastic.
Night before. Dave's going to pay, which is really nice of him. Did you know that, Dave?
No.
That's an executive decision we made earlier. Rachel and I worked it out. 20 contestants, 20 contestants plus a mate each equals massive bar bill. So we'll leave it down to you.
Fantastic.
So you can come down Wednesday night, have a few drinks, then Thursday we'll play the final. If you are one of the winners of the final, you'll be on a plane to Portugal next Thursday. This time next week, you'll be in Portugal.
Oh, my God.
And we got tickets for all of England's qualifying games.
All the games, then.
Exactly. Well, that's supposed to say, thank God that they're three absolute guaranteed games.
Oh, my life.
Happy with that?
Fantastic. That's great, Chris.
Will you be able to get time off work?
Shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, you've got that heavy flu going around. Now, that 2.5 week flu.
I feel quite ill actually now, so I might just call in sick.
There you go, well, why not? Well, listen, Carl, well done, pal. I'll see you next week.
Cheers, mate.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Bye. I just said
bye, Bab.
Bye, Bob. I don't know why I was going to say bye, buddy, and bye, pal. And it came out as bye, Bob. Bye, Bal. Bible. Praise the Lord. Right, so that's it then. So at some point today, it will happen, but as of yet, I don't know when. Listen out for the klaxon, listen out for Alad, and you could be coming to the airport final next Thursday. Win that, you're on a plane with us to Euro 2004. Every last second there of Beyonce and Crazy in Love on Radio 1. It's 8.53. Have you wet the bed?
Hmm?
Have you wet the bed?
No, I'm here to assist Raquel.
Wow, it's unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our day producer, Will Graham Kinder.
Thank you. Do I get reverb?
Yep.
I haven't got headphones, so I don't know. I'd just like to say what a joy and a pleasure it is for me to be back here, back on the radio and back in your hearts. And Rachel's doing a fantastic job, but just once in a while, it's nice to be here, part of the show.
Nice.
Okay, so it's beautiful, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Will Kinder there hasn't worked since leaving the afternoon show. Back because we feel sorry for him. Will Kinder. Nice, isn't it? They're nice to see him.
Mm.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Mate,
I'm normally here, but...
With an agent like yours, it's nice to be anywhere.
Hey!
Do you have any good morning jokes for us? Hey, Will's always funny with his jokes. Most of them unbroadcastable.
Yeah.
But do you have any good morning jokes for us?
I can't think of
anything. Anything funny happen on the way to the studio?
No.
No?
Nothing.
Did you have a terrible night last night? Did you have a good night last night?
I had a terrible night last night.
Well, actually, yeah, you did. Sorry about that. But apart from that...
Whoops. Yeah, cheers.
Did you have a nice afternoon?
Before the evening, yes, it was great.
Yeah?
Actually, do you know what? Here's how serious last night was, without mentioning any details.
Yeah.
I left a full pint of the Stella.
I saw him. I can
absolutely, literally untouched.
Verify.
Seriously.
Phone rings.
What was wrong with it?
Nothing at all.
Right, really?
Get a call. Have to go because of the call.
Yeah.
But just had a Stella. The call is so important, I can't even consider even having a little swift half of it.
That is I'm quite shocked by that.
No, I'm staggered too.
Seriously, I'm quite... No. You two were in the pub last night and nobody rung me.
Dave, you...
What's that all about?
Dave.
Thanks.
Hmm? Dave?
Oh, hello.
What?
Rachel, did you get a call last night?
Dave?
So you two are going for little pally drinks now, are you?
No, there's loads.
What's that all about? Who else? Oh, loads?
All our mates were there,
loads,
yeah.
Of us.
Who else was there?
Jamesy.
Alan was there. Tim, yeah. From Accounts.
No phone call for us.
Who else was there?
What time was this?
I did call you,
what
but...
What time was this?
This is when I called you.
What time?
Oh, half...
I got there about 6:15.
Seven-ish.
Stayed till about... 8.
So what time did you get in the pub, Mr. Work Till? What time do you work till?
I didn't get to the pub till about 7:30, actually.
And you just said 5:45?
That's when I got there.
That's where Dave was there.
Right.
He was already well oiled by the time I arrived.
I was not. I'd had two.
You're listening to the Will and Dave Show on Radio 1. Right, Tidious Link coming up next.
All you trackies and TV ads.
5 to 9.
Don't mean to this, don't mean to bring stats.
Radio 1.
All you cling onto your grandma's house. Ooh. Grab your back street friend and get loud. Blowing doors off inches. Grab you with the pinches. And no, I didn't retire. Snatch it off.
Put on a roll up under tire. Put that fish. Thank you. Beastie Boys and Right, you ready, Dave?
Yes.
Making a good one for Friday. Tina's Link. Can I get to today's Tina's Link? From yesterday's Tina's Link. All Saints, I know where it's at.
As well as being the name of a now-defunct girl group, All Saints is also a popular name for a church. Church, first name Charlotte, is a famous Welsh woman. In that respect, shares something in common with Sian Lloyd. Sian Lloyd shares one name with Lloyd Grossman, who is mates with David Frost from the days on Through the Keyhole. Keyhole is a word that links locksmiths and surgeons. If you add a T to the word surgeon, you get sturgeon, which is a type of fish responsible for caviar. Caviar is very expensive and is often served with champagne. Champagne is named after a region in France. France is much bigger than the UK, as is Canada, Nigeria and Argentina. Argentina was the home of Eva Perón, who was a central character in the film Evita. Evita sounds a bit like Rye Vita, which is a type of cracker bread. Bread is a popular form of breakfast throughout much of Europe. And Europe is a top destination for British holidaymakers, right, who just like to sit back, relax and be somewhere where rest is assured. Which links us to this morning's Tina's Link track, which is Rest Assured, Treat Infamy.
So, you know, you didn't have a, I hope that Chris has a treat infamy or anything like that. You went for Where Rest Is Assured.
Yeah.
Genius. Let's go back in time and remember the memories from Rest Assured on Radio 1. Record, I like that. Rest Assured, Treat Infamy. Seamless Link, Dave?
Yes.
You said that with a smile again.
No, I think it is.
You sure?
Yeah, more or less.
Why are you smiling?
I haven't seen any complaints thus far. People are saying that Britain is part of Europe, which of course it is, but I was thinking of continental Europe, mainland Europe. Other than that, I think it's about there.
Leave it then?
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's past nine. It's the half-time bit on the show. It's the bit where Dave likes to say,
"Let's get ready to rumble."
Sent donuts this morning into the show, and apparently they're like they're magical donuts.
They're baked, not fried, which means that they're better for you.
Yeah,
us.
Rachel has already tried one of these donuts at 7:44 this morning.
I only had half.
You didn't? You had the whole lot?
No. If you look in the bin, you'll find the other half.
We're starving people in the world, and you're throwing donuts in the bin. You should be ashamed of yourself. How many people be queuing up, Rachel, at your feet? With their little weary fingers up. Rachel, please give me half your donut. I'm so hungry. And what's that feedback in the background? That's what it is.
Hmm.
How do you feel about that? You feel bad now, don't you?
No, I quite enjoyed the donut, half of it.
You know what you are? You're as cold as ice.
Am I?
Okay. You're willing to sacrifice half a donut. As that song once sang. I haven't had one. Are they nice?
Nice donuts.
Nice.
Mellow's donuts. I've got a photo shoot today. Can't say what for, but I've got a photo shoot and I've got to put a suit on.
Is that why you're looking smart today?
No, actually, because they're putting me in clothes. So. The only thing, it's clashing. I've double-booked myself. This is annoying. Because I finally spoke to Davina McCall's Mad Marine trainer, and he's meant to be coming round today, and I managed to double book myself purely by accident.
I'm sure you can put him back.
And I'm absolutely genuine, hand on heart, was looking forward to it. Because when I said we're going to go for a run, he went, well, you know, just kind of, maybe, I don't know yet.
Is he going to be one of these sort of shouty fat camp type sergeant majors?
No, I don't think so. Actually seems quite pleasant. If he was like that, I can't be arsed with any of that.
Do you remember, we had
come on, come on, move it, keep it... Shut up. Come on, that's not the energy you have now, Miles, is it? Seriously, mate, I'll give you a kick in the balls and run. You'll never catch me. I can't do with
that. We had that once before, didn't we? When we were between trainers last time, and we were auditioning new trainers.
Trainer Idol.
Gym Idol, it was called.
Gym Idol.
And we auditioned these different people, and these two lumpheads turned up, do you remember?
Move it!
And I was running around the park going, you horrible little man, move!
But all it did was just really wind us all up, so eventually it was like, come on, move it! And I'm like this, seriously, mate, why don't you just shut up and stop shouting? Come on, that's not the energy to have! I'm gonna get you fit! Come on, Moyles! Seriously, mate, don't shout.
You'll have my boot up your backside!
Yeah, you'll have my boot up your backside, I'll have you in court, sunshine.
Exactly, your soul,
have you met my lawyers? Hot they are, they're red hot. Come on, what are you, a man or a mouse, you pussy? Get running. Seriously, mate. Seriously, you may be big, but carry on that. There's three of us, we'll jump you, and one of us will get a good kick to your balls in. So shut your face. I didn't actually say that, I thought.
But we thought it.
Yeah.
Would have happened if, you know, they pushed
it. But no, I don't think this Marine guy's like that. I think he's a lot calmer, you know?
What happened to your last trainer? Because did you or did you not join the gym about 6 months, well, maybe 5 months ago?
This is Rachel's fault.
Because you had a gym trainer who was supposed to be putting you on a program and was trying to get in touch with you.
He's from New Zealand.
He was nice.
He's from New
Zealand. You should have stuck to it.
He's from New Zealand. Seriously. And he kept saying, you know, Struth, Ripper and Mate and stuff like that. Just, you know, seriously.
You did really well. You went twice, didn't you?
It was like when I was in an episode of Home and Away, but the Kiwi version.
In a gym?
People always moan about that. They always go, mate, how can all you people in England say they're Australian sound the same as us? That's rubbish. Look, here's my mate. He's Australian. Yeah, that's right, mate. I don't sound anything like him. You all sound the same to us. They get such a bee in their bonnet.
Mm.
Mate, I'm not Australian. I'm from New Zealand. Bobby, you sound the same, right? Mate, it's truth. Stronger light cover? Ute? Hang on inside there. We sound completely different. To us, you all sound the same. The only difference to us in the UK, the only way we can spot the difference between Australian and a Kiwi is Australian will be working behind the bar, the Kiwi will be drinking the other side of the bar. That's the only difference here. But we love you all. You're more than welcome to come and share our lovely land.
You're like foreigners who are our friends.
Yeah. You know what? To us, you're not foreigners. To us, you're family.
Hmm.
That mainly to the Australians, not the Kiwis, though. They are kind of like friendly foreigners.
Because we're all kind of from the same stock originally. It's just the fact that they were exported criminals,
what
largely.
What are you going on about?
We all come from dinosaurs, right? That's the thing. See, I don't understand people's prejudice.
Love.
No, see, it doesn't matter whether you're Australian or New Zealand or English or Irish or maybe, well, no, let's leave the French out of it. You know, black, white, gay or straight, we're all from dinosaurs. You go back to the family tree, my darling, we're all related to T-Rex, and that's not the band.
And Stegosaurus.
That's right.
Diplodocus.
Diplodocus, not Diplodocus.
That's what I said.
What did you say?
Diplodocus.
That's right.
This is fact, right?
I'm sure people will start disagreeing.
It is true. We are all descended from frogs and dinosaurs and stuff.
You know, the thing is, you know, some people hate other people. This group hates that group. That group hates this group. We all hate the French. Why don't we just get along?
Unite in our common interests.
What is it? Why do you say that you hate us? You are just jealous of... Get away, your breath stinks of garlic.
Plus, also, this kind of borderline racism is acceptable at the moment.
Because of the football.
It's wrong.
No, it's not. You see, this is sort of topical in national pride.
Here's the thing, and we're proud of it, Rachel, right? Cast your mind back. Only a few weeks ago, right? Bloke with his son, okay, standing at Highbury, crying. And he's proud. He's not ashamed of crying. He's proud. And he gives his boy a hug, and he looks at his son and goes, I love you, son. This is such a proud moment. The little boy looks up to his dad and says, I love you, Dad. And he picks him up, and he squeezes the life out of him. And they're both crying, and they're looking at one man on the pitch. It's called Thierry Henry. And they're like this. Thierry Henry! Thierry, I love you, mate. I love you, son. I love you. I absolutely love you. Go forward to England versus France. Go on, you French froggy little git! Get out of it! That's what makes us the proud, honest land that we are.
We're just reflecting popular culture. In fact, we are populist.
I'm very worried about going to Portugal with you two.
Why?
Why? They can't hear us over there unless they listen again. Besides, we'll be well away from the French. In fact, they have a restraining order on me. I'm not allowed anywhere near them, their silly French hockey country.
You'll be fine with us in Portugal, Rachel. Honestly, we know what we're doing.
Rachel, I'm only joking. I don't mind the French. It's those Belgians. I'm joking. I like everybody. I like most people. I like a lot of people.
Well, that's a lie.
There's a lot of people I like.
I'm with you, though. I'm not sure about Belgians.
No, I don't know.
I mean, at least the French are proper French. The Belgians aren't really sure what they are.
Should I open the lines for car park catchphrase?
No, do you know what? Seriously, just to clear this up, the Belgians thing was just a joke. However, I am a bit unsure about the French.
I like everyone.
You like your Eiffel Tower and the Champs-Élysées, the Arc de Triomphe?
This is all about Euro 2004, right? It's everybody against everybody.
Yeah.
We don't take any prisoners.
Seriously, what have the French got that's better than what we've got, right?
Motorways are better.
Right, motorways are better, yeah, right. But, seriously, what else?
Service stations are better.
I like their boulangeries.
That's very nice. Yeah, the shops are very nice.
Clothes.
Fashion-wise, yes, yeah. They have that.
Yeah.
Food.
Food. Yeah. Wine.
Restaurant. General attitude.
Champagne.
Chilled outness. The fact that they all like a drink.
Weather.
Yeah. Warmer.
Right. Yeah. But apart from that.
Beaches.
And that as well, yeah.
Cannes Film Festival.
Yep, all that.
They have a better film festival as opposed to what? You know, the Halifax Film Festival.
Hey, don't you diss that, mate.
Hey. There might be a Halifax Film Festival.
So apart from all of that, Rach.
Oh, the Alps.
Euro Disney.
Hmm.
Yeah. We've got Lightwater Valley. And Thorpe Park.
And Chessington.
Yeah. We've got Mickey Mouse, we've got Tony Blair. You know what I mean? Yeah, bit of politics. Well, hey, see you next week.
Topical humour.
See?
Right, let's bail out of this link, Rachel.
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Record. Beverly Knight, Come As You Are, comes out a couple of weeks on the 21st of June. No pun intended, but I love records with a big horn section. Really do. Which is one of the reasons I'm a big Jules Holland fan. Jules Holland live, right? A lot of people listen and go, oh, rubbish, boring. Superb live. First time when I was about 16 or something, 17, he's so good. Full orchestra and everything.
I think this is great, this record.
Apparently, our listening figures have just gone down in France.
I don't understand that.
We were only joking, were we?
You can only really get us in Calais anyway.
People take it seriously.
No.
What do you mean?
With a laugh.
I mean, how can you... what's offensive about taking the mickey out of the French? You know, who's going to moan about that?
And plus also we highlighted all the better things in France, like the motorways and the trains we forgot, of course, as well.
Well, I've not got a train in France.
Have you not?
Well, yeah. I've got a train through France. I love how you, when you get the Eurostar, and you go excited because you're going to Paris maybe or something like that, and you, oh, it's lovely, and you set off, and you travel at it 4 miles an hour. It's brilliant. And then you get to the tunnel, and you get a bit faster. As soon as you get to France, whoosh! Good God! Like G-force. Your cheeks are pushed back like that, like a woman with too much plastic surgery. It doesn't rattle. It's really smooth. Unbelievable. I was thinking about going. I'm still keen on going to Euro Disney, you know. So I'm thinking I might do it one day. Finish the show at 10. Up on the Eurostar, get to Euro Disney, takes you to the gate, pop in, see Mickey Mouse, ride the teacups, come back again.
Expensive though, isn't it?
No, I don't think it's too bad.
I mean, it's cheaper to go to Alton Towers or somewhere, isn't it?
Alton Towers, let's go there.
It's got to be the better option, surely.
Let's go Alton Towers. Should we go now?
Well, not today.
Okay,
I'm
let's
busy.
Go. Right, let's go to Alton Towers. Off we go, Dave. Can't get out of the studio. Here we go.
Fun with sound effects. Can we get in the car?
Dave, are you coming to get in the car or what?
Yes.
Okay, come on then.
Okay.
Are you driving or am I driving?
I'll.
Where are the keys? I can't find the keys.
The keys are here.
Oh, okay, all right, fine.
Look, here
okay.
They are.
All right, well, fine. Yeah. Okay, that's all right. I want to drive. Listen, I'll take the bike instead, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take the bike. I'll just open this window so you can hear the sound effect of the bike, obviously, in the soundproof studio. All right, you ready? You all right in that sidecar, Dave?
I'm fine, it's a bit blowy.
Oh, dear, blimey. Right. Look out for that ambulance! Oh.
Tell you
what.
Not going to sell many ice creams good at that speed.
Tell you what, we may as well come back in.
What do you think?
Yeah, close the door behind anybody, Dave. All right, love.
Do you know, we did that, though, one day. I mean, not with the sound effects, but we did go to Alton Towers straight after the breakfast show. Do you remember?
On a motorbike and sidecar?
No, we went in a people carrier.
Okay. Sport Relief is coming. We've been having a look at the amount of people who've registered for the Moyles Mile. It's very poor. Very, very, very poor. I think it's about 8 so far. Simply not good enough. And for anybody who lives in or around the lovely area of Leeds who fancies running and raising money for Sport Relief, it's the Moyles Mile. We're doing it Saturday, 10th of July, at Roundy Park in Leeds. You need to register if you want to take part. You can't just turn up and run. You've got to register. Do that via the website at sportrelief.com. Sportrelief.com. You get all the information and your registration pack. And just to entice you to try that a little bit harder, Manchester are currently beating us, which is something we're used to hearing in Leeds, but raise money for Sport Relief. It's the Chris Moyles Mile, Saturday, 10th of July, Roundy Park. It's only a mile. You can run it, you can jog it, you can walk it. Doesn't matter. Get yourself sponsored. Take part. Miles taking part up and down the country. So log on www.sportrelief.com and be part of our Moyles Mile. Yes?
Of course.
You can do it in a motorbike. No, you actually can't, though. That would be ridiculous. Sportrelief.com, and then we'll check the amount of people who registered on Monday and see if it's gone up anymore. We want as many people as possible. We're currently in third place with the most amount of people.
That's
running.
Rubbish.
Yeah. Behind Manchester and London. Well, London, fair enough, but Manchester. www.sportrelief.com, sportrelief.com, Saturday, 10th of July. It's a mile. Register, do it.
This weekend,
yeah. 411, Ghostface Killer on my knees, BBC Radio 1. Oh, stop rapping, I'm talking now. You just shut up. Sorry, I've got to do the news. I haven't got time for your rap, sir. Rap in your own time. Go on, get out of it, Ghostface Killer.
Well, see you later, Chris.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. I'm going now.
Shut the door behind you. Lovely, that's great.
It's gone now.
Let me just tick that bit. Milk the sound effects half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Ticked. Right, move on. Jet on the way. N-O-R-E and Car Park Catchphrase after news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's 9:31.
The government tries to calm fears over fuel tax.
And Hemman gets ready for Courier.
Always wanted to come and play a home game.
And Catherine, Mary's out of the Olympic Games. Yeah, just a little bit quick there. She won't run again this season because of a foot injury. She got bronze in the 400 in Sydney.
And the weather, and before you do the weather, Juliet, say goodbye.
Bye.
Go still behind you. Okay. Thank you. And the weather. Don't say okay when the door's closed.
Right.
People will know it's just a sound effect. Oh, you ruined that link then.
Do you want the weather?
Please.
Okay, and then I'll close the door after the travel.
Open the door first.
All right.
Weather?
Hi. Rain in the far north, but dry and warm elsewhere.
One road travel.
Technically, I have to open the door again to do this, because now I'm out.
No, you didn't leave. You just opened and closed the door.
Okay. Like a lunatic. One road travel goes to the Isle of Wight this morning. It's the B3329. Some temporary traffic lights there on Avenue Road northbound. That's between the Crescent Road Junction and the A3055 Avenue Road Junction in Shanklin.
One road travel on Radio 1.
And it's now 9:34.
In a minute, we'll play Jet after we play the brand new single from Dale Winton.
If you're having girl problems, I feel bad for your son. I've got 99 problems, but ain't one. I've got cars in all sizes, from pets win prizes. I'm so bloody famous, I've got some disguises. I go out with Martine or lunch with Cilla. I'll dress as a clown or maybe gorilla. I once was a DJ, was all round and fat, but now I'm a megastar. How'd you like that? I hang out in bars with very rich stars. When they get the place done, I'll have a hotel on Mars. If you see me on the street and you and I meet, you'd better bow down at lovely Dale's feet. All I ask of you is one simple thing. Get down, yo mother, and kiss my ring. I'm Dale Winton, the man off the telly. I've got a brown face, brown legs and brown belly. Did supermarket sweep, cause I'm not dumb. I've got 99 problems, but ain't one. Hit me.
Chris, Dave, Rachel and Alid. The forecast for today is great.
Let's get fit and get dancing.
Jackson, and you're
listening to the saviour of Radio 1, Chris Moyles. Brilliant. 9:43, good morning, this is BBC Radio 1. Hot news, by the way, today, if you live in Lancashire. Paddy and Archie from Phoenix Nights are on the Ted Robbins Show on BBC Radio Lancashire this morning.
Woohoo! That's good, isn't it?
Hey, mate, I'll be tuned in from 10. Whilst also listening to Joe Wiley. Oh, balls, that doesn't work.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans. There's an extra clap going on there. Who was that?
Will.
It was actually Dominic.
Sorry, an extra one. Sorry.
Was it you, Rachel?
No, it wasn't me.
Right, lovely. Hello, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Right, lovely. Let's get straight in and meet today's contestants.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Tom and I'm from Dartford.
Whey! What are you doing in Dartford, Tom?
I'm a maintenance engineer, fella.
For who?
Tesco's.
Oh, lovely. Every little helps.
Yeah, indeed.
That's right.
Well, I don't do a great deal, so.
Well, that's every little. Even a little bit helps, apparently, at Tesco's.
Yeah, reading the paper and a odd cup of tea.
Is Tesco's one with the talking trolleys?
Yeah, I think
yes,
so.
They are. Car insurance, yeah.
That's nice. Isn't that good there? That's
have you got car insurance?
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, yes, apparently it's quite imperative to have when you're a driver of a car.
Well, I've heard you're a bit outlandish, so...
Me?
You might not have it.
What do you mean outlandish? He drives like Miss Daisy.
Excuse me, you drive like Stevie Wonder.
Have you got insurance for that motorbike?
Yes.
Who's on line two?
Where are you parked?
On the outskirts of a car park, on the SO poor call.
Right, lovely. It seems fake. You've been followed by the police. What's wrong with you? What are you driving?
A Citroen Dispatch.
Nice wheels.
Or as Dominic would say in Portuguese.
Bellas Rodas.
Very nice. Let's hear your horn, Tom. Beautiful. Right, stay there.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, my name's Danny. I'm from Bedford.
Hey! Bedford, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, marvellous.
No, it's all right, Bedford.
It's,
you've been there, haven't you, Danny?
Nice place.
For the ducks in the river, that's it, I think. That's a bit about it.
I used to be on the radio in Bedford. In fact, am I saying? I still am on the radio in the Bedford area.
I know. Need you back on the local one as well.
You are having a laugh, aren't you? Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, I took the boss out for lunch one day, and then I can't talk about it. In his report then, right, he has to do a weekly boss report, he said he took me out for lunch. How outrageous is that? I only know because I broke into one of the other boss's offices and read the reports, but I shouldn't have known that in the first place. Anyway, what do you do, Danny?
I drive a lorry and I work for Samsung.
Samsung?
Yeah.
Samsung.
The technology.
Ooh, everybody drives for them.
Oh, dear.
So you're delivering?
I am, yeah, house to house, but I'm running late this morning, so they'll have to wait.
What are you delivering?
The double fridges, American ones.
Oh, yeah.
They're my favourite fridges.
Very nice, very heavy
nice
as well.
Nice fridge.
Bella's fridges.
Yeah, very nice.
What are you driving?
I'm in a 7.5-tonner today.
Nice wheels!
Dominic, how would you say that in Portuguese?
Bellas Rodas. It's a bit bigger because it's a truck.
Right, and again, that would be...
Bellas Rodas.
Lovely. Where you parked?
I'm parked in Buckingham at the moment, in a service station.
Which one?
Total service,
they're
on
the
421.
Ah,
yes.
Total.
Love that one. It's great, isn't it? That's one of the best ones in that area.
One of my favourites.
Yeah. Let's see your horn, Danny. Oh, see, now that's meaty.
Simple but effective.
Tom, let's see yours again. Danny. Oh, easy. Right. Well, easy with those two.
We got it.
Right, Tom, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Danny, are you ready?
I'm ready, ready.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Here we go. Good luck. Here's catchphrase number one. Thank you. Here's catchphrase number one. Mr. Fish is working in a shop that specialises in rock climbing and mountaineering equipment. Sell all the gear here, including all the rope and harnesses and stuff. They also part X second-hand equipment, especially the old ropes, which tend to hold their value. What they do then is resell the old... Who was that?
Tom.
Yes, Tom?
Money for old rope?
It's the wrong answer.
Oh, no. It's the right answer. Hey, Roy.
You're right!
Hey! Sorry, I think Roy's had a drink. Or he's related to Danny, one or the other. Point to you, Tom. Well done.
Thank you.
Danny, come on, son. You need to get this one right. Stay in the game. All right. Pay attention now, Roy, please. Say me both back in play.
You're both back in
play.
Here's
another car park.
Here's another car park catchphrase.
Oh, lovely. Mr. Fish is doing a spot of work now at the... Looks like the local hospital. He's working in the specialist unit that uses all those mini cameras that they stick inside you for surgery and stuff. He's having a go at using one of them. He's trying to find the heart of a male patient that they've just brought in. Who was that?
Danny.
Yes, Danny?
Don't succeed, try again.
If you don't succeed, try again.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
It's not right, I'm afraid. See if Tommy can steal. He's trying to find the heart of this male patient that he'd just brought into the hospital. He's not sure of the way to get to the heart. Yes, Danny?
It's a heart bypass. Oh.
It's a heart bypass. By the way, can I just say, after my dad only got home 2 days ago from a quadruple heart bypass, I'm loving this one.
I hope he's good.
Yeah, he's fine. Yes, Tommy?
The way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
You're a winner.
Yay! Yay! Game over, son.
Oh, dear.
Danny, sorry about that.
That's terrible.
Hey, I see you have a moron sitting next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you stick him in one of the... No, don't do that. It might kill him. Don't. Have a good day, Danny. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Cheers, bye-bye. Bye. Tommy.
Lovely.
Well done.
I'm ecstatic.
Are you really?
Oh, over the moon.
Really? You should get out more, son. Oh, well done. You've won a great prize. Dominic, tell him what he's won.
Well done. You've won a cup.
There you go. You've won a cup.
I've always wanted a cup.
Well, you'll be pleased to hear it's actually a recently stolen FA Cup, which Dominic broke into home of FA Cup land and stole. I don't know where I'm going.
That's right. I'm taking on the run.
Hey?
I reckon I could sell that.
It's not really the FA Cup.
It's the Worthington Cup.
Although you can have that.
Well, at least United won't take anything, mate.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, pal.
Cheers, mate.
Steve? Who's Steve?
Steve.
It's not Steve Wright in the afternoon, son. All right, you muppet. Thanks,
Chris.
Bye. All right, still to come, another true story. The manager will be here. Gervais the hairdresser. We'll have some mad, mad stuff, won't we, Will Boy? Good God. Right, let's get out of here. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Okay, let's play this now. It's Nelly Furtado.
He's waving.
Lovely.
He's waving.
All right, you muppet.
He's waving.
Ha, ha, ha. Stop it now. Hit the vocal.
He's waving.
Paint my face in your magazines. Make it look white.
Bella's Rodders, Chris.
And I've got to say that Nelly Furtado, she's definitely got the Bella's Rodders.
And she's Portuguese.
She's a Portuguese-Canadian, isn't she?
Yeah. From Portuguese stock.
Is she?
Yeah.
Lovely. Anything else we had to talk about before the end of the show
I think
today?
We've done everything, haven't we? What?
Anything?
I need to do my dedication.
Oh, yeah, go on, off you go.
This is for my lovely girlfriend, Annabelle. It's her last day at work after 8 years of this company. So have a nice day on your last day. Mm. And well, I hope you feel better later
those
on.
Lap dancing jobs don't last forever, do they?
They don't.
That's right, yeah. Thanks for listening to the show today and this week. Joe White is next. Our last one today is Faithless.
With the long-range weapon or suicide bomber.
Love that. Faithless and a brand-new single, Mass Destruction. Which I like a lot. Right, weekend then is. Hooray!
It's gone quick this week, hasn't it?
Yeah. Happy birthday to our mate Johnny Coleshaw, by the way. It's his birthday this week. See you tonight, John. I know you're not one for presents and everything, so we haven't bought you out. So I thought that counts.
Gonna go halves on a card.
Hey?
Gonna go halves on a card.
Yeah, all right. Right, we never did Where's Alan today, which means he's still somewhere hiding in the UK. Listen out for the klaxon, it could go off at any time. Bear in mind that our show's finished. Chances are it could be Joe Wiley, who's standing by. When you hear the klaxon, if you can find out where Alan is and you know today's passwords, you could be winning tickets to our airport final. Win that, you're going to Euro 2004 with us. Have a great weekend, we're back Monday morning.